a great friend and supporter. And he has that weird, that desperate, dangerous look inside, man, again. Okay. He keeps showing up like a bad penny, but he's on furlough, right? No. He may keep turning up like a bad penny, but boy, he sounds like silver off a spool. But Rich is going to play. You going to play one of your songs, Rich? Oh my God, Rich has got a mustache. They all look the same. I mean, got a bunch of desperados these days. All right, let's hear it for Rich Eilbert and Kenny Seltzer.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be back at the Acton Jazz Cafe, and I don't know how many of you remember the old Acton Jazz Cafe when they used to have the open mic. I know I was there quite a few times, so it's wonderful that this tradition has restarted again. Actually, one of the people I met there is Cozy Sheridan, and which brings me to introduce that at the Lincoln Open Mic, which unfortunately is also conflicts with this, but it will be next Monday. She'll be a feature there, so if you're not here, please come to the Lincoln Open Mic at the library there. One other bit of announcements: Kenny and I will be playing this Wednesday over at the Harvest in Hudson. So as a feature, so you can catch us there. And I'll be playing at Sandy Woods on Saturday. There are flyers on the front. Pick one up. This is a song, I guess you could call it, about hard times in America. Take a ticket at the counter from the government urn. I got four mouths to feed, one more's on the way. And the money's running low on these welfare checks, and the factory shut down. What do you expect? Can't stay here. We came to this town back in 89. They had me doing detail on the assembly line. But that was then. This is now. And the mercury lamps and the fixtures overhead, they make everything blue. And I'm getting ready to leave this town. Well, I'll stop by the tavern on my way home, have a beer or two. Tell the boys I'll miss them, I'll be sure to visit next time I'm through. Now, I think we can give it, cause I can't make a living in a town this small. And 100% and nothing ain't worth nothing at all. The American dream, that's what I suppose. But I couldn't make the mortgage, then the bank foreclosed. Now the pickup is packed, we're ready to roll. My brother down in Phoenix owns a little retreat. He says that we can stay there till I'm back on my feet. God bless his soul. And I'll stop by the diner for coffee, have a cup or two. I'll tell the gals I miss them, I'll be sure to kiss them next time I'm through. Well, I should be forgiven, cause I can't make a living in a town this small. And 100% of nothing ain't worth nothing at all. No, the trains don't stop in this town like yesterday. As I stare into the distance, I see rusty rails fade away. Fading away. And I'll stop by the white church on my way out, say a prayer. Tell the priest I'll miss him, keep the holy vision till next time I'm through. Well, I should be forgiven, cause I can't make a living in a town this small. And 100% of nothing ain't worth nothing at all. Yeah, I should be forgiven, cause I can't make a living in a town this small. And 100% of nothing ain't worth nothing. Thank you all, folks. Kenny.
All right, there we go. That was sweet, both of you guys. That sounded really great. Let's give them a hand. Rich and he who should not be mentioned. Okay, there are more desperados.